The Gemara that we are all familiar with since the time we're three, basically, is Ha'adam Nidayin B'Rosh Hashanah U'Gzar Din Shalei Nechtam B'Yom Kippurim. That means the Ksiva is Rosh Hashanah, Chasim is Yom Kippurim, something we're all familiar with. And of course, the Machzor tells us along the same lines, B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun B'Yom Tzayin Kippur Yechasemun. And that Chazal is Mashma. Everyone falls under this category. It doesn't make a difference, Tzaddik or Rasha. Everyone has his Ksiva on Rosh Hashanah, Chasim on Yom Kippur. Okay, that we all know. Gemara says elsewhere on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin with Beis, this Gemara is not as well known. And as we'll see, it seems to be a stira with the first Chazal. This also talks about a certain din that occurs in Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Kruspadoi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shloisha Svarim Niftachim b'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishayim Gemurin, Echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurin, Echad Shel Beinoinim. One that is shayach to absolute Rishayim, one shayach to absolute Tzadikim, and one to those somewhere in between. Tzadikim Gemurin, Nechtovim V'Nechtomin La'alter L'chaim. That they are both written and sealed immediately for life. This is on Rosh Hashanah. Rishon Gemurim Nechtavim V'Nechtamim La'alter L'misa. Again, both the Ksiva and the Chasima immediately on Rosh Hashanah. And Beinoinim Teluyin V'Imdim. By Beinoinim we delay, the Rav Anshim delays their din, Mei Rosh Hashanah V'Yad Yoyim HaKippurim. Zachu Nechtavim L'Chaim. Comes Yom Kippur, if these Beinoinim were Zoiche, we'll discuss what the word Zoiche means in this context. If they're Zoiche, then they are Nechtav L'Chaim, and if not, then Nechtav L'Misa. There's two contradictions between this Chazal and the first Chazal, the one we're more familiar with. We see from this Chazal that all of a sudden there's a distinction between Tzadikim and Rishayim. Tzadikim have one type of din, Rishayim have another type of din. The first Chazal says everyone, doesn't matter who you are, Ksiv Rosh Hashanah, and Chasim and Yom Kippur, that's it. Furthermore, we see that Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim V'Nechtomim La'alter L'Chaim, Rishayim Gemurim Nechtovim V'Nechtomim La'alter L'Misa. That means the Chasima also is on Rosh Hashanah. So how can that be? We just said before that everyone has Ksiv on Rosh Hashanah and Chasima until Yom Kippur. So I'll tell you the Mahalach that Rosh Shlomo Brevda told us from the Rav Shlita from the Vilna Gaon. There's two different types of dinim. The first Chazal which tells us that in Rosh Hashanah everyone has Ksiva and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur everyone has Chasima, that's referring to Inyane and Chaye Oilam Hazeh. If you take a look at the Machzor, Uvroish Hashanah Yikasevon Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasemon Miyichya Miyomus, take a look at that whole paragraph and you're going to find everything in that list applies to Inyane Oilam Hazeh. Not just who lives and who dies, but financial status, social status, Mi shafel, mi avrum, right? There's a reason why Chazanim do that. Mi shafel, which means he who is going lower in his status. So I remember she used to do this in Torah. He sang it this way, Mi shafel, mi avrum, and who's going to go up? It's called word painting, musical terminology. In any case, so you take a look at the whole list, it's referring to a person's status in this world. And sure enough, there it says also, V'chol bo'ei oilam yavrun lefanecha, all of your creations, Hashem, pass before you, v'din. No difference between Tzaddik and Rasha. That explains the first Chazal. What's the second Chazal about Sfarim? Gimel Sfarim, and is Ksiv and Chasim, even a Rosh Hashanah. So that's referring to Chaye oilam haba. I'm going to discuss that, because in that, we'll see a whole new light on what our avoda is, Bez Hashem, during Aseret to make Shuvah. What do you mean by Chai Olam Haba? So in order to explain that, we're just going to go through some basic Yisaitis Amunah, whether you've heard them, whether you're not. These are very, very important Yisaitis to know for yourselves and for your families, Bez Hashem, when the time comes. If friends of yours come and ask you questions, these are a lot of the basics of what Judaism is all about. We start mamish from the beginning. Why did Hashem create the world? Why did Hashem create man? Hashem is the makor of good. This is the way the Ramchal and others explain it. Hashem is, his entire essence is good. Hashem is not capable of bad. Part of that which Hashem is good is that which he wants to do good to others. Now, if Hashem is all alone, he can't do good to others. Hashem therefore decided to create man for the express purpose of giving him good. What is this good that Hashem wanted to give man? It's what we refer to as Olam Haba. Olam Haba. Meaning, if you thought I was about to tell you what's considered true good that Hashem wants to give us, takes a good steak dinner, and I'm sure, I have no doubt that the yeshiva's food is almost as comparable, and not to mention the 5-star accommodations, which Arena or Rosh Yeshiva is knocks himself out, funding. But believe it or not, Rabbi Yisrael, I hate to break the news to you, this is not what the true good that Hashem wanted to give a person. That is, in fact, Olam Haba, which is, see, Chazal word, every Hanoah that we have in this world, Chazal have a lashon for it, Yesh Achreel, Toiga Vetzar, there are bad effects. Even if you get a good meal, you know, sometimes you have heartburn, past the Pepto-Bismol, past the Tums, right? You see me with my Tums in the stomach, right? So, and sometimes even if you have a nice dira, yeah, sometimes you have a leak. Just this morning my son discovered hundreds of flies on our bathroom ceiling, so we wanted to avoid that. I mean, me, I personally tell you, live and let live. You know, if they're not bugging me, not bothering me, yeah, I leave them alone. For states, if I was a little overruled, though, in that regard. So, there's no such thing in this world as perfect hanah. There are temporary hanahs, there are hanahs that are like only a split second, and they don't have any real meaning to them. But the hanah in Olam Haba is nitzchias. It's eternal, it's everlasting, without any ill side effects, and that's what Hashem wants to give a person. Okay, that makes sense. Now the question is, how does a person earn that? True that Hashem could just give him Olam Haba on a silver platter, but he'll probably tend to feel better if he earns it. A person has to earn the Olam Haba. To that effect, Hashem gave us a job which we refer to simply as Torah or Mitzvahs. Mind you, as we discussed in Masechet Saita, aside from the famous Chazal that Hashem wanted to give the Torah to all the Umayyads, Hashem meant that the Torah be given not just to the Jewish nation. All Goyim are also supposed to learn from the Torah, because that's their job. That's the job that Hashem set out for all mankind. Follow these rules and get Olam Haba. That's exactly what Hashem designed for men. Now, where does Olam Hazeh come into play? Well, if a man doesn't go straight into Olam Haba, so he needs to do this job first, so he needs a place to do the job. That's one reason why we have an Olam Hazeh. It's a workspace, consider it, for man. But more than that, Hashem created inside Olam Hazeh every possible thing that a person will need to do that job. Just give you one example. We have mezuzah. One of the jobs we have to do is we have mezuzah in our house. Mezuzah, we know, is written on parchment, and we know parchment comes from a kosher animal. So Hashem provides us kosher animals with skins that can be processed into parchment, etc. And if we want to be mahader and we want to make an especially nice mezuzah, so Hashem provides us with special metals, get yourself a silver casing, a silver to buy a nice crown for a sefer Torah. In short, Hashem provides us with all of our needs to do our job in this world. That's what Olam Hazeh is about. But the focus is Olam Haba, okay? So we understand that a person does his job to get to Olam Haba, but there's more aspects to Olam Haba, and that is We know sometimes it's difficult to do Torah mitzvahs. Why is that? Simple. Hashem created an entity we refer to as the Yetzer Hara. What's the Yetzer Hara's job is? Not necessarily to stop us from doing good deeds. It's more specific than that. He diverts our focus from exactly what I just finished telling you, that the whole purpose in this world is to do Torah mitzvahs. Why? So we can get all of my book. So he diverts our focus from that to something else he convinces us is important. I saw a great mashal to this a while ago in magazines. I'm sure the island here doesn't read the magazines, but when I was young, before I started becoming film, so we had various advertisements. I don't know, is there a cigarette still Marlboro on the market today? Yeah? So you had the Marlboro Man. Marlboro Man is a cowboy. He's macho. He goes riding off into this picturesque scene, smoking a Marlboro cigarette. Of course, we think it's a Marlboro thing. For all I know, it's a Ken cigarette, if it's another cigarette. But the advertisement is convincing us that he's smoking Marlboro. Fine. What's the point of that advertisement? Obviously, to paint a picture that smoking is the tachlis hachayim, that there is no other tachlis. They tell you coke is it, forget, throw coke away, everything. It's the Marlboro cigarette, that's where it's at. And you accomplish nothing greater in life than buying our Marlboro cigarette. Right? This is exactly what the Yetzer Hara does. Exactly. He takes our focus. We're all sane, normal, rational individuals. We tell a person that we live in 120 years in this world, Bez Hashem, in order to earn ourselves Netzach Netzachim. These are logical concepts. The Zahara has to introduce insanities into our mind to divert the focus to something else. No, don't do that, do that. And he paints it up, and we divert our focus, and that's where we go off. Chazal word this in an interesting way, that a person is only choyte, ein adam choyte elam kein nichnas boy ruach shtos. Shtos means insanity. If a person is sane, he understands the basics of what we just discussed, that we're here in this world to do Torah mitzvahs and to earn olam haba. A ruach shtos enters our mind and tells us, no, really, we're in this world to do other things. It's pashut ruach shtos. If you think about the logic of it, that to live a moment of this world and forfeit the opportunity to earn more of netzach netzachim from a purely business perspective, that doesn't make any sense. Ask a businessman, should I invest more in something that's worth only something for a small time or something that's worth more for a long time? He'll tell you, you take something that's worth something more for the long term. So this Yetzer Hara, that's his job. He tries to divert us away from pursuing Olam Haba. Sometimes we find it easy to overcome, and sometimes we don't. Don't worry about that. First of all, that's normal. That's exactly the way life goes, with ups and downs. Sometimes things are going good. Our ruchnis is going good. Learning, davening, yirshmaim. And sometimes we feel like, what pit did I just fall into, It's normal. It's not insanity. It's exactly what we go through. And just like a stock Rahav deal, it never goes straight up. It has to go down. That's part of the economic cycle, the recessions. And eventually there's an overall growth. That's the way we're supposed to look on the Rabbanu Shalom's Wall Street posters upstairs. Now, to get back to what we said, there's a din in terms of chaye olam haba. If a person, first of all, why do we have to assume that the second chazal about Gimel Svarim is talking about chaye olam haba? Simple. Because we know, it says, tzadikim gemurim nechtavim v'nechtamim l'altar l'chayim. If so, why did tzadikim gemurim, why do we find that they're nifter over the course of a year? Rishon Gemurim is supposed to be Lal Talamisa. Why do we find that they're still alive and kicking, year in, year out? That's the Hechrus, the Vilna Gaon's proof that second Chazal cannot be referring to in Yonim of Olam Hazeh, but rather in Yonim Olam Abba. So what does it mean that a tzaddik gomor is nechtav nechtam alter lechayim? It means that the Rabbeinu Shalom will steer his year in the direction of optimizing more and more olam haba. And with a rasha, he does the opposite. He takes away his olam haba. He takes away his opportunities to get more olam haba. Now this has a lot of different ramifications. One ramification, by the way, is in regards to Yisurin. Chazal and Brachas teach us that Yisurin is an eraser. The Rabbeinu Shalom is taking an eraser, and we have various blotches on our records, and the Rabbeinu Shalom wipes them away. Why? Because we stubbed our toe on it. Because we were driving down the lane and hurt our leg in a basketball game. Don't happen. You know, these things don't happen. Ad kedikach, I put my hand in my pocket to retrieve a certain coin, take it out. Ay vey, that's not the coin I wanted. I have to put it back, try again. Even that's Yisur and Chazal say. Unbelievable. This is a gift that Rabban Shem gave us simply to wipe away Averis, and that too is a way of getting us into more into Olam Haba. Because when a person has certain scars on his record, it affects his ability to enjoy Olam Haba. It affects his ability to get into Olam Haba in some cases. So the Rabban Shem helps us out by giving us Yisurin. Olam Hazeh is not supposed to be perfect. We're supposed to have trouble here and there. But the Maimon, he understands that these forms of suffering, whenever they come, are all for his benefit to get him more and more into Olam Haba, which is the Iker, again, for the Tzneitzach Mitzachim. So Lechayim, a din on Olam Haba of Lechayim, refers to the Rabbanu Shalom is helping us along the way, not necessarily making us healthier or because those things are in Yonam, those are categorized under Olam Hazeh. That's a different thing. We're referring to, let's say, he'll be at Seder, and his Chavrus will be at Seder. They'll both be in a good mood to learn, and Baruch Hashem, through that, they'll have a great Seder, and that will help promote more Olam Haba for the both of them. The minds will open up. They'll understand Shir better. They'll find more opportunities of Chesed coming their way. Baruch Shalom wants to give him more Olam Haba, so he's giving them more and more opportunities. This is all part of the din of Olam Haba. And that's what a tzaddik wants. See, we learned in Makis that a tzaddik, he wants Olam Haba. So the Baruch Shalom presents it to him. That's the Rasha. He doesn't. He wants Olam Hazeh. He prefers to have taivas in this world. Ruchnius does not interest him. So the Baruch Shalom says, fine, if that's what you want, so unfortunately he'll have all of his, just the opposite, whereas the tzaddik has an avera paid back in this world, the Rasha has his mitzvahs paid back in this world, Rachmanal Islam. For example, Chazal tells us about Nebuchadnezzar. How did Nebuchadnezzar, how was he zeichet to become the king of the world? It was an incident, go through very, very briefly. In the time of Chizkiyo HaMelech, he was a big tzaddik of Melech Yehuda. Chizkiyo HaMelech, for certain reasons, the Rabban Shem Paskin that he was going to be Chayiv Misa. Something that he did wrong. Yishayahu HaNavi comes and tells him that he's going to die. But Chizkiyo HaMelech, he does tshuva, he does a tshuva gemura, and then the Rabban Shem sends Yishayahu again and say, Hashem has accepted your tshuva and you're not going to die anymore. You successfully rescinded the decree. And as a sign that Hashem has rescinded the decree, Hashem is going to perform a tremendous miracle. I think that the sun would delay setting and it would be clear to everyone that a tremendous miracle happened. Everyone would ask about it and they would find out it was B'schus Chizkiyo HaMelech. One of these kings that found out about it was the king where, it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar, this was before Nebuchadnezzar became Melech Babel. But Nebuchadnezzar was the official scribe, the official messenger for a certain king. Now this king was very impressed when he heard about the nest, so what did he do? He wrote a letter, and he was going to send Nebuchadnezzar to send out the letter, but for whatever reason Nebuchadnezzar was not available that day, so Nebuchadnezzar's second in command took over. What did the letter say? It said, in honor of the great king Chizkiyahu and his great city Yerushalayim and his great God, words of peace be to you, etc., etc., etc. Fine, he starts sending the letter. Nebuchadnezzar, he's sick, whatever, and he asks around him, you know, any special events occurring today? And they tell him about this tremendousness, and the letter that his king wanted to send. So he asks, oh yeah, how did they word this letter? And they said to the great king, the great Seir Shlain, the great god. And he said, really? That's the way you worded the letter? He said, well, how else? He said, you put God first, then your Shlaim, then Chizkiyah. You don't put the boss of Adam before Melech Malchem Lachim. See, even then, the Gaim of Thrum, they knew exactly who the Ribbono Shel was. So Chazal say Nebuchadnezzar got up, and he started to run after this other Shliach to catch up with him, to try to fix the message. And he took 3 steps, and a Malach came and tripped him. So those 3 steps, he was zoicha to become the ruler of the world. Why did a Malach trip him? Because had he taken a 4th step, he would have been Zeicher Rachmanus Lan to destroy, wipe out the entire Jewish nation. Unbelievable. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam pays back in this world. And magnify that how many, many more times, all the mitzvahs that we do and all the Torah that we learn. So that's an example of the Ribbono Shel Olam paying back. Now, the Nebuchadnezzar, even though that incident paints him in a good light, he was also a big Russia. We're not going to discuss the rise of that. He was very perverted, and his stock was a big rush. So the Ribbono Shel Olam was paying him back by making him a king in this world. But tzaddikim, they're zeichet to have the opposite, that they get their ikaschar in Olam Haba, and they get whatever averus they did taken away from Olam Hazeh. This is the din of Olam Haba. Now, we come to the second part of the Chazal about the Beinoinim. The Rabbi said, we are not tzaddikim gemurim. But Baruch Hashem, we are not Rishon Gemurim. We should all consider ourselves Beinoinim. So what does the Gemara advise us regarding Beinoinim? That what? First of all, they don't have any din of Olam Haba prescribed on Rosh Hashanah. They're Tuluyin Va'aimdim. If Zachu, here the Gemara is Medayik, not necessarily that they did Shuvah, but if Zachu, then they get to be in the Sefer HaChayim on Yom Kippur, and otherwise they're in Sefer of Nisa. What's Zachu? Zachu means like this. We want to give a convincing case to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that I painted you the whole scene of what it means, the din of Olam Haba. It sounds good. Very good. But aside from the din of Olam Haba, we also want for ourselves this Olam Haba, and we want to facilitate our advancement into Olam Haba. Good. So what is the Ribbono Shel Olam looking for? Zochu. Zochu means that during the Aseres Metshuva, remember, it's Tuluyin Va'omdin, Mirosh Hashanah Vad Yom Kippurim. During those days, Hashem is looking for, are you interested in acquiring Schusim? Interested in acquiring Schusim means any opportunity that comes to you, a couple more minutes of a Seder, looking for a Chesed, you go to supper, you notice Chavir is not here, and you ask about him, perhaps I can bring food to him, tremendous chesed. These are all examples where you're looking for schusim. The Ribbono Shel Olam sees a person who's actively looking for schusim during Aseres Metshuva, and he says, aha, that is an Olam Haba man. That's a person who's interested in Olam Haba, in Ruchnias. Then that's Pshat Zochu, and he's zoicha taka to a din, a gezunta din for Olam Haba in Yom Kippur. If a person is wasting Aseres Metshuva doing shtuyot, then the Ribbono Shel Olam deals with him accordingly. Now I mentioned that on the Rosh Hashanah Machzer, when we mentioned Miyichim, Miyomus, etc., it's all in Yoni Olam Hazeh. I don't recall offhand, perhaps if one of you know otherwise, you can tell me, but I don't recall offhand anywhere in the Rosh Hashanah davening where there's a mention of din regarding Olam Haba, which would make sense, because most people are Beinonim, and their din of Olam Haba won't come until Yom Kippur. But what do we find in the Yom Kippur davening? Yom Kippur, of course, is a day when that's all we're doing. We're only nice against Chusim, spending the whole day fasting and davening and shuva, vidui. There's a certain paragraph, it's easy to overlook because it's after the vidui and you're expending all your efforts on doing the vidui. Some of you might do the, aside from the Shan and the Achetz, there's a need also to say personal Vidoy. Agavadvar Halacha, that you should say Yul Ratzain before Elokai Netzor. The Vidoy you're saying after Elokai Netzor. But you should say the Pasuk Yul Ratzain in Reshi, Vagyon Libi Lofanachshim, so you're really before Elokai Netzor. Why? Because let's say you're taking a long time, and then all of a sudden the Shat snap Kedusha, you can answer Kedusha, at least Kadosh and Baruch. Once you said El Kapanim, the Pasuk of Yul Ratzain before Elokai Netzor. Now, after you finish with the Vidoy, right before, I'm sorry, this Yul Ratzon is not before, okay? It's after HaMavorech HaSamo Yisrael B'Shalom. Then you say Yul Ratzon, then you do the Vidoy. So as long as you said that Yul Ratzon then, you could be Mafsik for Kedusha. Fine. Right then at the end, after Vidoy, before Elokai Netzor, you have another paragraph. Elokai Ad Shaloi Netzarti, Eini Chedai, etc. And there's a Murdik, a sentence that we say there. Umashecha Tosi Lufanecha. First of all, these are tremendously big things we're asking for in Yom Kippur. Almost chutzpah, I would say, if you think about it. Hashem, may it be your will, I never ever sin ever again. Ain't sadik baratz Hashem, yeah. The Rav Anshu could write with the Taina. Shlomo Melech says, ain't sadik baratz Hashem, estav lo yechtam, sorry. But, so you never know, we ask. Hashem, maybe if it doesn't help that I won't sin ever, but at least maybe the Banshom will help me that I'll sin less. It's a maradika thing we're asking for. And then we say, Umashecha tosi lufanecha, mechoik beracha mecha harabim. Anything that I did sin, please erase. Avoloi al yidei yisurim v'choloyim royim. But not via any nisht good form of suffering and sicknesses, Rachman al son. These are Peshtetzach, also forms of Yisurim, but we daven to the Rabban Shalom that if we must go through Yisurim, that it should be not the Yisurim v'choloyim ro'im, things that we can't handle. Mardika tefillah. Could I to put you all into that line?
Krishma.
What do you mean?
It says the Krishma Almighty every night.
Also that paragraph? Ah. Of Yom Kippur is, and you want to really put your all into it. So, that tefillah is in Yonei Olam Haba, the people we just discussed. Mechikas Avainais, we see Avainais, and Chapara for Avainais, and Yisurin, these are all, as we just discussed earlier, in Yonei Olam Haba. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah we're focusing on the din of Olam Hazeh. And Yom Kippur, we're focusing on the din of Olam Haba. So, Bez Hashem, now we know what we are supposed to do. From now until the end of Yom Kippur, not necessarily, we don't stop after Yom Kippur, but the Kapanim, we give a special effort because of this din. We want to have a din of Olam Haba that will be more involved with Torah learning and in mitzvahs, and the Rabban Shalom will help us to open up our minds to come to understand Torah more and more, to appreciate Torah more, to appreciate Agadita more and more, to become more Bekiyim and Shas and Paiskim, all these things that we want to all go into play in the Olam Haba category. So Bez Hashem, I give you all a bracha that over the next couple of days we should talk and remember to look for ways of being Marbis Kusim, of being Zachu, so that we can all be written together with Mamish the Tzadikim, Gemurim, HaKoponim, and Yom Kippur, Mez Hashem, we go to Shuzot, to do Tshuva Shleima, then you hear it again. Amen. Tell you one more word. V'chein tein pachtecho, Hashem lo iknu akol ma'asecha. We say this in Rosh Hashanah, we'll say it also in Yom Kippur. This is a certain kasha I had with this, just the nusach of the tefillah. We have a famous rule, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyiras shemayim, which means that Hashem determines everything about a person's life in advance, whether he's tall, short, his looks, his financial status, etc., a whole bunch, his general health. Hashem predetermines all of that. There is one thing Hashem does not predetermine, and that is whether a person will be a tzaddik or rasha. Who determines that? The person himself. This is a fundamental principle in our religion, in the Torah. Re'ei anoichi nosim lechem ayayim, yasa chayim, yasa toiv, yasa moves, yasa ro. I'm putting it before you, Hashem tells us. This is what you're going to have to choose between. Toiv and ra, chayim and moves. If so, how can we ask Hashem, uvechein tein pachtecha, Hashem alokein al komasecha, give your fear, Hashem, to all of mankind. What does that mean, give your fear? True, Hashem can do it, but Hashem, the way He designed the world, chose not to do that. He wants us to choose whether to have Yerushalayim or not. The bracha continues, ki yodanu Hashem alokeinu. Okay, that's a definite mahalach in the bracha. The lashon uvechein tein pachtecha lekivu. The Rabban Shem can, it refers to help. Make it easy for us. Good. That's a definite mahalach in the book. I want to offer you a second shot because the pasuk then the bracha continues. Ki yodanu Hashem alokeinu shasholtan lefanach. We know Hashem that you have shlita. Shlita refers to hashkacha. Like, for example, by Mitzrayim, Hashem demonstrated conclusively through the Eser Makis that Hashem is the absolute, not just the ruler of the world, He has absolute control over all of creation. All of the Makis, they affected Mitzrayim, they didn't affect the Yidden. Hashem shows that He controls every aspect of what goes on in this world. And Avadi, that's true, but how does that, again, have to do with Yerushalayim? The fact that Hashem can control the world, how does that have to do with Yerushalayim? So I wanted to say, Mahalach, Vada Jack, that's definitely a Mahalach. We're asking the Rosh Hashanah Siyata Dishmaya. Another Mahalach is like this. We all have ups and downs, like we mentioned earlier. Now, it's one thing when we have our down period, if it affected only us. Okay, so only us gets affected. Only we have to, answer for it. But we know that in our position, our special position as the Torah community, we have a shtickle obligation also, Lagabi, the non-people not yet from. We want to set a good example, the Mekadosh Hashem. So, Och and Vey, if one of these people catch us in a bad moment, and then he says to himself, Vey, that's what being from is about. It's bad enough I have to suffer for my own. Now somebody else, I have a cheshbon of somebody else also. I want to tell you that's also what we're diving for in this bracha. Hashem, we want that your fear should be on all of mankind. Whether we're from now, we're not from now, everyone should fear you. How do we come to ask you this? You have total control, which means if you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're having right now a down point, keep that Nenim Chiloni away from me so that he won't try to learn from me. And that's where it's Shaykh. You can do something to help promote the Yerushalayim by having him only look at me when I'm in my good times and not to view me when I'm in my bad times. Also, that whole series of paragraphs that we add, in which bracha is it? You know that. Bracha of?
Is that right after the Kiddush?
Right, that's called Bracha's Kiddushas Hashem. During the year, it's a short bracha, etc., but we expand it in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because unfortunately, we know all too well that Chilul Hashem is all too prevalent. Rachman Aslan, Mamish Partsim can come to Yerushalayim and display their preetzes. We don't have to go into details. It's depressing as it is. But there is way too much Chilul Hashem in this world. And as members of the Torah community and those who love Hashem, right? So it should hurt us to no end. If it was our father, for example, and we know everyone's insulting our father, it would hurt us. We'd feel it in here. So Avinu Shebashamayim, Avinu Malkeinu, and everyone is insulting him by flagrantly, showing disregard to his laws. Whether it's a Chil Sham, Shabbos, Arayis, whatever it is, it hurts. So that's why we're daving all this extended paragraph. It's something to be mechaven when you say, how it hurts us to see your name is being desecrated. Notice how we're saying La'amecho, Simcha li'artzecho, Sason li'irecho, because these things, granted, will benefit, of course, when Klal Yisrael is honored, and there'll be happiness in Eretz Yisrael, and true joy in Yerushalayim, and there'll be a Beis Hamikdash. Of course, we'll have tremendous benefit from all that, but you know who will be the main benefactor, Hashem? You, Hashem, because of the Kiddush Hashem that will result. When everyone sees Hashem's holy nation is now being honored, that's the Kiddush Hashem. When everyone sees that there's tremendous joy, where? In Hashem's land, Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, Mesois Kolai Haveha, as the Pasuk says, it is the source of all joy. There's a Medrash that says that in the days of when Yerushalayim was at its height, if a person would come to Yerushalayim to bring certain wares for sale, and it's toward the end of the day, and he hasn't yet sold all of his wares, he would turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says, this is the city of which it says, Mesois Kol Haveha, you're supposed to be very happy, I'm not besimcha, I'm selling my wares. Immediately, the Ribbono Shel Olam would come, throw customers at his feet, and all of his wares would be sold in an instant. Unbelievable. And this is the Kiddush Hashem that of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim being at the top, because it's Artzecho and Yirecho. The whole paragraph is can be thought of in one, can be understood in those, in that framework. We're worried about the restoration of Kiddush, your name, the Simlecha Torah Hashem Levatecho. Oh, the Kiddush Baruch Hu helped that we should see B'korayv, when Malchus Shemayim is restored in this world, and we should be able to be a part of it, and we should be able to see the Mashiach B'korayv.
Amen.